Lady Bird Readers, The Pony School News. Picture words: Sweetie Belle, Scootaloo, Apple Bloom, Diamond Tiara, Twilight Sparkle, Fluttershy, Applejack, Pinkie Pie, Featherweight, Snips and Snails, Bubblegum, Diary, Hug, Pony Mark. It was the first day of school, and Sweetie Belle and Scootaloo were not happy. Featherweight got his pony mark in the summer holidays, said Scootaloo. How can we get our pony marks? Then Apple Bloom came. Did you hear about Diamond Tiara? She said. She has a new job at the Pony School News. We can write stories for her. Then we can get our pony marks, said Apple Bloom. Diamond Tiara talked to Sweetie Belle, Scootaloo, Apple Bloom, and the other ponies. I have a lot of new ideas for the Pony School News, she said. Sweetie Belle, Scootaloo, and Apple Bloom wrote some stories for Diamond Tiara. Apple Bloom wrote about Ponyville in the past. Scootaloo wrote about baby animals. Sweetie Belle wrote about her favorite hats. They all gave their stories to Diamond Tiara, but she was angry. This isn't news, Diamond Tiara said. Write some exciting stories. How can we find interesting stories? Said Scootaloo. Then Sweetie Belle saw something that was funny. Featherweight, take some photographs of this, she said. Snips and Snails both had bubblegum on their bodies. The ponies wrote the story for the Pony School News. They called it Snips and Snails and Bubblegum by Gabby Gums. Gabby Gums was the pony's newspaper name. All the ponies laughed when they read the story. Snips and Snails were not happy. But Diamond Tiara was very happy. Let's write lots of Gabby Gums stories, said Sweetie Belle. Then we can get our pony marks. Sweetie Belle, Scootaloo, and Apple Bloom wrote lots of stories about their friends' problems. Some stories were funny, but some were not. Now, all the ponies in Ponyville wanted to read Gabby Gums' stories. They ran to the school shop to buy the newspaper. Some ponies were not happy. I don't like these stories, said Twilight. Gabby Gums is writing about our lives. I think Gabby Gums is really funny, said Applejack. Gabby Gums mustn't write about our friends' problems, said Twilight. It's not right. The other ponies laughed at her. We love reading about our friends' problems, they said. Sweetie Belle, Scootaloo, and Apple Bloom didn't like writing about their friends. We want to write about other things, too, they told Diamond Tiara. Diamond Tiara was angry. Ponies only want to read Gabby Gum's stories, she said. Soon, there was a new pony school news to read. Applejack, Pinkie Pie, and Fluttershy read it. They began to feel angry, too. Now, the stories were about them. Twilight Sparkle. I'm better than other ponies. Applejack is always sleeping. Pinkie Pie likes to have too much fun. Fluttershy's hair is too pink. Rarity went into her sister's room. Sweetie Belle had her diary. You are Gabby Gums, Rarity said, surprised. You write these terrible things. Apple Bloom and Scootaloo write them too, said Sweetie Belle. We are all Gabby Gums. Rarity was very angry. The other ponies stopped speaking to Sweetie Belle, Apple Bloom, and Scootaloo. We must say sorry, said Sweetie Belle. Then, Sweetie Belle wrote a note in the Pony School News. Dear ponies, we are sorry about our Gabby Gums stories. We wrote them because we wanted our pony marks. But we were wrong. We hope you understand. Please be our friends again. From Sweetie Belle, Apple Bloom, and Scootaloo. The ponies read the note. Diamond Tiara was very angry. Now, no ponies wanted to read the pony school news. It's okay. We know you're sorry, the ponies said to Sweetie Belle, Apple Bloom, and Scootaloo. Then they gave them a big hug. It felt good to be friends again. Ladybird Readers, The Pony School News, read by Samantha Dakin, text adapted by Sorrel Pitts, series editor Sorrel Pitts, copyright Hasbro 2018.